Donald, Where's Your Trousers there? The Scottish National Anthem, of course. It's been in use for 200 years now, ever since Scotland was invented as an overspill when England got full. I believe some people want to adopt God Save the Queen as the anthem, but that'll never happen, trust me. Donald, Where's Your Trousers is here to stay. So, hello and welcome to the first in a series of the British Hour on Tour. What I thought we'd do over the coming months is travel around the UK and do broadcasts from various places so you can kind of get a feel of what the UK is about, and hopefully we can dig up some of that classic British gaming heritage in the process. So first off on our tour of the UK, we find ourselves right up at the top of the shop, way up in the north of the UK in Scotland, and where better to do the podcast from than the capital city of Edinburgh? Well, maybe Glasgow, as it was a European city of culture, but to be honest, I missed the train, so here we are in Edinburgh instead. And I'm actually standing just outside the gates of Edinburgh Castle, mainly because you have to pay to go inside, and in fine Scottish tradition, I'm refusing to part with any money. You see, Scottish people are lovingly referred to as tight. They have a hard-earned reputation for being, shall we say, thrifty where money is concerned. Put more simply, they could swallow a pound and fart change. Do you know why the 50 pence piece is shaped like it is? So you can use a spanner to get it out of a Scot's hand. Anyway, Edinburgh Castle sits high on a hill overlooking the city, and its high walls and battlements were designed to keep out the thieving Scots and stop them nicking all the crown jewels when the Queen visited. They used to nick the lead off the roof as well and sell it so they could spend the money on a local drink called Buckfast, a cheap and potent alcoholic drink that Scottish teenagers like to drink before they attack people. So I'm going to go down into Edinburgh itself now and try and capture some local flavour and hopefully find someone sober enough to talk to us. Although that might be a bit of a struggle because it's already after 10 o'clock in the morning, but still it's worth a try. Excuse me, sir.
Who, me?
Yes, you, sir.
Don't you do it, mate. Don't know what you're talking about.
What? I didn't say you did any. I just wondered if you'd mind doing an interview and telling us a bit about Scotland.
What, is this for, like, the STV or something?
No, it's for a podcast about video games.
What's that, Buckfast? Oh, now you're talking.
No, not a Buckfast, a podcast.
Podcast? What are you on about?
It's like a radio show, but it's on the internet.
Oh, man, you mean like that Paris Hilton sex tape?
What?
You know, on the internet, like Paris Hilton's jugs.
Yes, on the internet, like Paris Hilton, yeah.
If you think I'm sorting your cock, mate, stroll on.
Right, if we can move on, I think we've established what the internet is now.
All right, mate, I'll get you an interview, no bother.
Okay, thanks. So, you look to be around my age. Have you been a fan of video games at all? Did you grow up playing games in the arcades?
It's clever that internet, oh, eh?
Sorry?
It's clever that internet.
Oh, yes, very clever. Yeah, very clever. Video games?
You got a light, mate.
A what?
Aye, a light, you know, for my fag.
Oh, right. No, sorry, I don't smoke.
Oh, sorry, I don't smoke.
No, I don't smoke. Video games?
What about them?
Have you ever played them?
Oh, I have played them, all right.
Good, good. What have you played?
Bugger Time.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favourites.
Food Fight?
Yeah, another good one.
Pac-Man?
Okay, yeah, Pac-Man. Any that don't involve food?
Poker Ladies.
Poker Ladies, that's a pornographic one, isn't it?
You know it.
Anything else, perhaps a game that doesn't involve food or sex?
Tapper.
Food, sex or beer?
Who'd want to play that?
Obviously not you, sir.
Oh, you're right there, pal. Food, sex and beer, eh?
Yeah, well. Were there any good arcades in Edinburgh?
How much am I getting paid for this, by the way?
Pardon?
Aye, how much are you paying me for this interview?
Well, nothing.
Nothing?
That's right, it's for a free podcast.
Free Buckfast?
No, not a free Buckfast. A free podcast.
What's a podcast?
I went through this. It's a radio show that's on the internet.
Oh, like that Paris Hilton sex tape?
Yes, it's on the internet. The very clever internet, like Paris Hilton's sex tape.
I'm Tommy Lee's cock.
Yes, thank you, sir, for that stirring insight into the vibrant gaming culture of Scotland. No wonder the Romans built Hadrian's Wall. I can see the point. Anyway, Join us next month on the British Hour when we'll be uncovering more of the gaming culture from around the UK.
They got my bucket now, mate.
Piss off. Oh, bye.